Okay, so TH, I mean, seriously, we also need to look at the situation of the world. You know, all this warring going on back and forth, and the power play and the sanctions and the energy competition. I mean, we need to see the big picture. And we have to be very careful about which reality we accept. I mean, I don't know if, I hope you can see it, that the world is now dividing up, you could say, between East, or rather the global North and global South, as we call it. If you don't know what that means, then look it up. Where on the global North you find the old colonialist powers of Europe, especially Great Britain, and the greatest and the great empire over there across the ocean. In the center of the world as they see it, but then you see, it used to be that the center of the world was on the other side. No, not in Europe, but in Asia. Look back in history and see this, you know, the Chinese Empire, the Indian, Persian, I mean, see, they, and old, ancient cultures who had learned from their mistakes and their innovation, and I mean, lots of innovation was done over there that now some over there on the western side want to take credit for. But enough. We need to evaluate our worldview, our view on what's going on in this world among us humans, because it's serious. I mean, we can't just walk around and be happy as long as we have our comfortable life here, because that comfortable life is, I dare to say, and I think that's just realism, it's quite toilet, what is it today? Fragile. So I mean, this what I'm talking here is not just some little, oh, gonna make a cool YouTube channel. It's another guy who feels the need to speak up, just as there is a bunch of us out there, slightly different points of view, but that's the thing, that in such a conflicted situation where you find yourself on one side of what is really turning into a global conflict, which doesn't have to, because one side, the global South, if you look at the situation through these independent media, and not necessarily the media served you by the one side you happen to be in, which of course is what, you know, when there is a conflict, media turns into a propaganda tool, outlet, and you know, that's just military art 101. I mean, we should at least wake up enough to see that possibility, that truth. Is that how it always worked in history? Why shouldn't it now? And I mean, here I am in Sweden, and they are talking there in the media, you know, that I see when I switch on my screen, that China is the bad guy and Russia, oof. And all the orgs. I mean, that's, and we are being served that image, but we need to look closer at it. Especially if it looks too Hollywoodish. The good and the bad, you know, we, the great, free, fantastic heroes. Superior nation. And there, the kingdom of evil and darkness, which we're now going to valiantly and gloriously conquer, kill the orcs. You know, when you get that kind of, I mean, pep talk, Hollywood style, war propaganda, to try to get you in a reality, as it seems, a world which they serve you, where there's an enemy that you should be ready to do anything to kill or defeat or topple their government or finish off financially. You see, that kind of, when, if you hear that around you, then think about that for a moment before you just, my lords and masters and guru sources of truth, they told me this is how it is, so therefore it is. So I'm not, for instance, saying, after looking at alternative sources, and I think that's really the advice I want to give here, that we have something here that we, I think, never had in history before, when great empires are about to fall or take over each other, you know, when it really gets big. And that is this internet. So we can, I don't know if it's an error in the system, whatever it is, to connect us all, everyone, with each other. Well, that's how it is. I think this internet originally was made by some clever, not very fascist or totalitarian people, but freedom fighters. So we need to see, you know, what's useful or not, what's good or not, what's yes and what's no. So just considering the possibility that you are living in a big country ruled by some people who think they are big, but who are actually not bigger, much bigger than you, some are shorter than you. I mean, we're all much the same, aren't we? So anyway, let's get down to earth, all of us here. We try to get it together to work out for us, right? For our families and all that. So, when you are in that situation and you hear that the good and the bad, you know, the, all that, and then in all the mainstream media, you know, bang, just like when the Ukraine thing started, every day on the billboards here in Sweden, every each and every day. The main message was there on the front of everything, how Putin is losing, and he's getting old, and he's whatever, and maybe he's got cancer, and now he's losing, and he's bewildered, and it's this end of Putin, you know, that kind of typical Bilbo. And I looked at it, and I thought, this, you know, propaganda that kicked in here, directed from somewhere, definitely, because it happened so effectively. But anyway, they used to just fly over you and drop leaflets on you saying that you are losing. Oh, well, that's how the Russians do now, over the Ukrainians. Just to get an end to it and not having to kill more and more and more of them. Ordinary guys like themselves. No, that's the reality. And as I said, thanks to the internet, we now have independent journalists, independent experts out there, on the YouTube and elsewhere. What is the other one called? And I'm not talking foil hats here, conspiracy theories, but you know, diplomats, retired now, high officers in the US military, retired lieutenants, that's higher up, you know, and also those in Switzerland and in Germany, professors at the universities, political science, military science, I mean experts who are coming out every day, some of them now, because they see there is a serious situation here, so they want to inform us, and they do it very well, what's actually going on in Ukraine, what actually the reasons are that this happened in the first place, who is really winning, and you know, all the different ramifications, the different causes and effects that led to this. And I just started learning about that. Because those people, they present facts and not just their opinions. Because you can always say, oh, everyone has his opinion or her. But no, they can convince me, at least, who is a scientific person. So, and you know, when I started really looking into this, I had started before this 22 happened, with Russia going into Ukraine. I saw this movie, Ukraine on Fire, by Oliver Stone, which I recommend you to look at if you want to follow this. And if you think, what is this guy saying? Strange things. But you know, the understanding I got, not from Russians or East Europeans or any one of those over there, but from the land of the free and the free speech, right? And so on. Here in Europe and the US. And then they were being silenced one after another in the free world of free speech and all of that, where I would say the greatest threat is, which is also happening very, you know, people can't see it, that some have started up there from the, you know, top level to introduce rules. I don't know if it's become law or whatever, but I think they're probably working on it. But if you say this wrong thing, if you have the wrong opinion about something, even if you share over X post, spreading something for it that is not the right opinion, then you can be. I mean, they have this new word called information terrorism. It could be an information terrorism. So, well, the best thing is just to stay inside looking out. But the picture they give us, I just look at it all. I'm not saying I know anything. Just that, you know, for instance, in Russia, when they did Ukraine, it was self-defense. I'm just saying what they say. And I'm saying that once you learn all the facts of the scientific and military political experts, high level of society, with universities, and we don't know that kid. There may be something to it, we should listen to it. But I follow here on YouTube, so. And they are also on Rumble in case you don't find them there. I'm saying because Glenn Leeson, who is a professor in Norway, politics, history, whatever, he's very knowledgeable and respectful and, you know, neutral, Scandinavian neutral person. Like myself, I'm Swedish from this country, I'm neutral, which then gave up being neutral, which, well, where here I am still neutral. So that's what we are spreading here, and if you are one of us, then when you're in Sweden, then fine. Let's hang out here, and you make your own channels, and we can start talking about these things. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.